And now we come right up to date with this next track. Here's a singer that I've been listening to quite a lot of over the last couple of weeks. Her name is Donna Taggart. I think she's a protege of Phil Coulter's, but she's carrying out a nationwide tour very shortly. She has a lovely voice. The song is entitled Jealous of the Angels. And it's, you can picture her singing this, well, I'm sure it is, sung at funerals. Listen to Donna Taggart as she sings Jealous of the Angels. And a little warning, it is a bit longer than we normally have, but as I say so often, it's too good to fade. Friends, wasn't that simply beautiful? Donna Taggart is the singer's name, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more from her on future Sounds Irish programmes. Jealous of the Angels. I think the last time I played a version of this next song was it was by Celtic Woman, a programme a couple of weeks ago. And I think we've also played some male singer singing it, old John Hogan. Here we have the original from Bing Crosby himself, from The Quiet Man.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten, and soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree.
Now come on, make allowances. It was recorded way, way back in the day. Bing Crosby and the Isle of Innisfree. Earlier on the programme, I played you my favourite Irish male vocalist, Ronan Tynan. Remember, we did Danny Boy. I'm going to play you my favourite female Irish singer now. Regular listeners will know I'm speaking of Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And this is a memory jogger for Joe, because believe it or not, I learnt this song when I was at boarding school. A nun who was looking after the music end of things. She was from Ireland and she taught me this song one particular evening when she was playing gramophone records. Oh, come on, Joe, leave it there. Listen to Anne-Marie O'Riordan and her version of The Garden Where the Praties Grow. Praties is an Irish word for potatoes.
Love me, Bizer, have you felt the pain? I'd sooner be in jail myself than be in love again. For the girl I loved was beautiful, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. She was just the sort of creature, Bizer, nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. Pretty Kathleen, I'm tired of single life, and if you've no objection, sure I'll make you my sweet wife. She answered me right modestly and curtsied very low. Oh, you're welcome to the garden where the praises grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon that have you all to know. And I miss her. Pretty Kathleen, I hope that you'll agree. She wasn't like your city girls who say you're making free. Says she, I'll ask my parents and tomorrow I'll let you know. If you meet me in the garden where the praises grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon that have you all to know. I miss her in the garden where the praises grow. Oh, the parents, they consented and were blessed with children three. Two boys just like their mother and a girl, the image of me. And now we're going to train them up the way they ought to go. For to dig in the garden where the praises grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without the green. Bend. Nor did she wear a chignon that have you all to know. And I miss her in the garden where the praises grow. And I miss her in the garden where the praises grow.
You know, as I say so often on Sounds Irish, I love that girl's voice. Hailing from County Cork, Anne-Marie O'Riordan giving us her version of The Garden Where the Praties Grow. I've played versions of this song many, many times on Sounds Irish, but only recently I came across this version by Sean Keane. Sean is a brother of Dolores and he has a lovely voice. Now he's telling us once again of the story of the Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. This is way back in 1892 when they opened up Ellis Island to let the emigrants in and you had to go through strict tests before you could be allowed into New York. Many of the emigrants came, often them, they were sent back because they weren't fit to go into America. But listen, it tells the story itself. The young girl, Annie Moore, she's only 15 and she's arriving to get ready to go into America. She's in Ellis Island and she thinks back to the island that she left behind. I never fail to be moved by this song, friends. Have a listen to Sean Keane.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In her little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your old world disappears. As there's no future in the past when you're 15 years. I'm a fool, I'd have tears, I'd have freedom, I'd have fears. But it's not the eye you left behind. That I'd have hunger, I'd have pain, I'd you'll never see again. But the eye of home is always on your mind. When they closed down Ellis Island in 1943, 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're 15 years. I'd have hope, I'd have tears, I'd have freedom, I'd have fears. But it's not the eye you left behind. But I'd have hunger, I'd have pain, I'd you never see again. But the eye of home is always on your mind. Eye of hope, eye of tears, eye of freedom, eye of fears. But it's not the eye you left behind. That eye of hunger, eye of pain, eye you'll never see again. But the eye of home is always on your mind.
But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. Sean Keane there, and I'd say that was Dolores doing the harmony with him. Beautiful song. Thank you. lively foot-tapping music there from the Galloglass Cayley Band and their version of the Bluebell Polka. Now, a few moments ago we heard Bing Crosby singing about the Isle of Innisfree around the same era. Perry Como was singing. Now, did you ever think you'd hear Perry Como on Sounds Irish? Well, if your name is Patricia, this is for you.
Oh, Patricia, my darling Patricia, I can see all my dreams in your eyes. Your smile is as gay as a bright summer day. You're much fairer than Erin's blue skies. Oh, Patricia, my lovely Patricia, you could make all my dreaming come true. My heart is just drooling, Patricia, no fooling, I'm falling in love with you.
Oh, Patricia, my darling Patricia, I can see all my dreams in your eyes.
Your smile is as gay as a bright summer day. You're much fairer than Erin's blue skies.
Oh, Patricia, my lovely Patricia, you could make all my dreaming come true.
My heart is just drooling,
Patricia, no fooling,
I'm falling in love with you. Patricia, my lovely Patricia, you could make all my dreaming come true. My heart is just drooling, Patricia, no fooling, I'm falling in love.
I'm falling in love.
I'm falling in love.
Oh, another of those dated old records. I love them. Perry Como and Patricia. I said earlier on when I was talking about Johnny McAvoy that I like to get at least one of his tracks in on my programmes every week. The same applies to Foster and Allen. I just think they're fabulous. This is their interpretation of a song that's not Irish, but they don't come more Irish, as I say so often, as Foster and Allen and Silver Threads Among the Gold. My dad used to sing some of this.
Darling, I am growing old. Silver threads among the gold shine my brow today. Life is fading fast away, but my darling, you will be always young and fair. Yes, my darling, you will be always young and fair to me. When your hair is silver white, hollow grove. But the hearts that love will know that
Foster and Allen there, and Silver Threads Among the Gold. When I said my dad used to sing some of this, my dad never knew the words of any song. He knew bits of words and bits of songs. Now here's a track I played a couple of weeks ago and it met with a good response. Brendan Shine, if you ever go over to Ireland, don't pay too much attention to him though.
If you ever go over to Ireland, just take the tip from me. Just close your mouth and open your eyes and don't you make so free. You'll find the Colleens over there, they're not so free at all. Sure one of them made a fool of me way down in Donegal.
Well, I took her under me arm and we went walking down the lane. She said, no, don't get funny, for if you do I'd scream. You've lost your Irish manners, you have no shame at all. And your Yankee gloss don't mean a thing to the girls in Donegal.
I then went over to Galway, to the town of Ollinmore. There I met a lassie, Mary Ann Gilmore. She said, you are a stranger, I never saw you before. And we don't play tramps and hobos in the town of Ollinmore.
Well, I took her under me oxter, we went walking down the lane. She said, no, don't get funny, or if you do, I'll scream. I gave her a wink, what do you think? She lies awake a sore. And she scratched me nose and she tore me clothes in the town of Oranmore.
I then went over to Dublin, to that city of great fame. Walking down O'Connell Street, I met a bonny dame. She said, hello there, Yankee, I'd like to show you around. As you're far from home, you'll feel at home in dear old Dublin town.
Well, I took her under me oxter, we went walking down the street. She said, I'm awful hungry, when are we going to eat?
I brought her into Clady's, a cafe on renown. And upon me so, she stole me rolling dear old Dublin town.
Well, friends, that sounds Irish for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed every single track. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again, no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, stay safe, stay happy. This is Joe Bollett saying God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.